The Padres looking for their second straight win over the Reds. Clayton Richard on the hill for San Diego. We pick up the action in the first. Two men on for Will Myers facing Scott Feldman.
Consider, if you will, the worst offensive team in the National League. And now a base hit into right field over the head of Joey Votto. Home is Perella. And San Diego has taken a 1-0 lead. They are swinging at early pitches, and they are aggressively attacking. Right-hander Scott Feldman with three straight hits to begin this first inning.
Feldman with a 1-1 pitch, fly ball. Deep left center field. Hamilton looks up, and Cordero has his second Major League home run. 3-0 Padres. And this ball hammered high and deep and gone. Franchi Cordero owns the Reds. His second home run of the ball game, his third home run of this series, and all three are his first, second, and third Major League home runs. 5-0 Padres.
And that's a good thing. Swing and a miss. Hamilton out on strikes. Boy, I tell you, you just have to wonder how much longer Brian Price is going to go with Billy Hamilton as his leadoff hitter. Here's the stretch and the pitch. And did he go around? He did. Plate umpire Lance Barksdale said, "You certainly did," and that's another strikeout. Strike three call. Mesoraco is hotter than a match as he heads back to the dugout, and Brian Price yelling at Lance Barksdale from the Reds' dugout.
Brandon Maurer with his 11th save as the Padres take their second straight over the Reds, winning at 6-2. Clayton Richard goes 8 2/3 frames, allowing just two runs, striking out six to pick up the win. Franchi Cordero, his first career multi-homer game. He has three homers in his last two contests. The Reds fall to the Padres. Manager Brian Price spoke after.
Well, I had four singles on seven pitches, you know. Yeah. I mean, they had two runs in, seven pitches into the game. And this is not to, you know, discredit that none of them were really hit on the barrel, right. You know. But that's putting the ball in play and making something happen. They were able to do that. They were aggressive early in the count. They fought off some pitches inside, a couple of ground ball hits, a couple of soft base hits into the outfield, and next thing you know, it's 2-0. And Scott battled. He battled his heart out and just, you know, fell behind 4-0. And then, you know, we weren't really able to do much. They were able to kind of get out of that eighth inning jam there with Richard. He did a nice job, and he went back out there, and we made a push there in the ninth. But, you know, it's tough to do that on a regular basis. We've been pretty good at getting ourselves back in these games. But, you know, going 6-0 in the ninth, we made a push. We just didn't have the ability to pull back from that or pull that type of a game out. But what they did, I think the big difference in that game is that they had the add-on runs. You know, they had a solo homer. They had a couple of two-out base hits with runners at second base that drove in runs off, late in the game. And the add-on homer off Cingrani, the two-out base hit off Buchanan, ended up playing pretty big in that game.
Scott Feldman takes the loss, going five innings, allowing four runs. He spoke to the media after the game.
Yeah, you know, like you said, baseball's a funny game, and sometimes you can make pitches and get weak contact, and they find holes. And other times, you can make terrible pitches, and they hit it right at guys. So you know, that's the beauty of baseball, but also at the same time, it's kind of the frustrating part sometimes. But it's just part of the deal.
In the moment, are you able to tell yourself that was a good pitch, they didn't make good contact, how hard is it to kind of stave off the frustration of when things just kind of keep breaking against you?
Yeah, I mean, just playing baseball, you know, since we were little kids, I mean, that's just stuff that happens, so you can't let it frustrate you too much, but you got to just focus on the next pitch. But, it's definitely annoying when, you're giving up runs, yeah.
Up next, the Reds try and avoid the sweep against the Padres on Wednesday with Amir Garrett on the hill.